Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's doing great and wonderful things among His people, for all people. The Lord has to return. His returning is any moment now. Now, with that in mind, that He's going to return any moment, He's giving His people information so that He can be the greatest blessing to all who have ears to hear. People that won't hear Him out, they can't receive from God. But God is trying to bless them anyway. Every day we live, God's people are the light of the world, they are the salt of the earth. They give an example and they preserve it. When the Lord takes His people off the planet so He can judge sin, it's time for Him to judge sin. It's time for Him to judge the world system for rejecting Jesus Christ. Because they didn't receive Jesus Christ, they continue in their sins. And all their sins are going to be judged. When a man gets saved, he stops the sin process. And salvation is introduced to us in seed form, so our sin process is stopped in seed form. We grow from glory to glory, and the more we grow, the less we sin until it's extinguished. But we have no desire to sin from the heart. We still have the mind struggle and the body struggle. But we conquer that through the Word of God. Israel was given the promised land, and they had to drive out the Philistines and the Canaanites. All the Canaanites, which include the Amalekites and the Amorites and the Perizzites. All the different tribes that lived in Canaan land. They had to be driven out because they were not of God. They got into witchcraft, idolatry, and all forms of satanic strongholds. Now, some people will say, well, it's rude to drive a whole nation out of the land. Well, let's look at it this way. See, God thinks of everything. He can see where things are going to go. Cancer spreads. It don't stay where in one spot and remain dormant. It spreads. And it attacks cells. Unless there's enough good cells to fight it, it spreads. If there was no light and no salt, the whole earth would rot. So, and Canaan land happens to be where Israel is. That's Israel now, because they took the land. And now it's called Israel. It's not called Canaan land anymore, like it once was. Now, if God did nothing about Canaan land, there would be no society now. The earth would have rotted by now. But He put His people there. Jesus died for us there. And through His people, He braced the world. Every Christian that lives the life of God, they are an example. They give people new hope. And they introduced man to Jesus Christ, to God. Jesus joined man and God back together. We can commune with the Father because of Jesus Christ. If that didn't happen, there would be no light, there would be no salt, the earth would have rotted and it would have been long gone. But because of that, once there was enough Christians, technology boomed. You understand 150 years ago, there were no cars on the road. My daddy remembered the horse and buggy days. He was born in 1920. Cars began to roll around in the late 1800s, around 1889 or 90. I can't be specific, but it was in the late 1800s. The railroad came first. And then technology, electricity. Eventually, the television in the 40s, people started buying televisions. It was invented right before World War II. And the man that invented it, it was stolen from him by RCA. He didn't get paid for his invention. And the crooked courts. I saw it on the History Channel. Our technology is very young. But God didn't allow that kind of, he didn't give that technology till the end time. Once Christianity spread around the world, and it was the other religion was the Muslim religion, and they would kill Christians. That's the cancer that came from Canaan land, basically. It came from that around that area, not Canaan land, but it's a religion that Satan made to stop the progress of Christianity. And it, the nation was born, a Christian nation, and then we sent out more preachers than any other nation in the world. But once America rose, now America's not perfect by a long shot, but there are Christians here, and there are people who adhere to God's word, and they were the leaders, and they had to grow from glory to glory too. If you look at any Christian in their background, there's always something they did wrong because they were sinners first. And then they get saved and they say, oh, this is the way to go. I'll walk in. And they have to grow and mature to do it. But it was enough to embrace the world so God could give us technology. And now our technology is wonderful and off the chain. And most of it sprung right out of this country where there are more Christians. If God gave technology before Christianity spread, the evil men would have killed the Christians or attempted to. But God can sustain us supernaturally. But you have to be willing and obedient. And a lot of Christians are not willing and obedient to do everything that they need to be doing. If God, I can't count the times God tell people to do something, they do something else. That takes maturity. That takes loving the word of God. They're still saved, but we don't always listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And my assignment is to not let people lack knowledge and give them knowledge. And I do this systematic plan of God. The Lord alerted me that the biggest problem is his people don't follow him. That can be changed. If you follow him, that's another person following God, and the whole earth will be stronger because God can use you systematically to improve everything. Our anointing is God's ability on us. With God's ability, we can do all things through Christ. I used to wonder, wait a minute, how in the world can I, God said, let not my people lack knowledge. How could I do that? I didn't know how to, I felt overwhelmed. I said, how can I do that, Lord? And he showed me what to do. And he knows how to do it. And I follow him. And I do what he give me to do. And thereby, I let not his people lack knowledge. And I can't see the whole progress of what God is doing. But I can do these recordings and people listen and they'll tell people and it goes from there. Everything of God starts in seed form. So never underestimate what God can do throughout your life. You're looking at one day or a short period of time sometimes. But God is looking at the whole picture and what he's going to give you. And the knowledge he's going to give you systematically. And it'll make the difference. We grow from glory to glory. We conquer from glory to glory. We conquer battles from glory to glory. We learn of God from glory to glory. Everything's from glory to glory to glory. It started in the seed form, and it becomes just like the mustard seed, smallest seed among the smallest seed. It becomes the greatest herb. And sometimes it's so small, people would discount it. They'll count it as foolishness and walk away. And some Christians, they can't see the vision of God, and they count it as foolishness and walk away. and they hide in a corner somewhere, and they do something else, and God bless them to do something, but what he had in mind for them was much greater. But it always starts out small. But I'm telling you, the Lord is putting things in motion. Every day that he delays the tribulation period, it gives not only the Christians, but everybody another day of respite. Because what's coming is not pretty. This is the calm before the storm. The Lord is coming back, and this earth is going to be nothing like it is now. It's going to be destroyed. There's a 7-year period. And anybody that survived this 7-year period without taking the mark and without being captured, if they survived it, they did it by faith. Now God tell people to do things, they all we have respite. If they don't do it, they can still live a good life. They can still work, and they can still eat, and they can still watch TV. They can do whatever they want to do. But in the tribulation period, your whole life will be survival mode. You'll be glad to live one more day. And you'll be captured, tormented. Things are going to happen, all kind of evil storms, earthquakes. If you read Revelation, all those things are going to happen. Demons are going to be released. It's going to attack people that got the mark. And they're going to try to die, and death will flee from them. They won't even be able to kill themselves. That's the weirdest thing in the whole book. A man blow his brains out and can't even live and continue to live and feel the pain of it. Because they're still going to be tormented by those demons. The locust. It's not going to be a pretty sight. It's not going to. All this stuff is real. John wrote these things because he had visions from God who don't lie. It's a sure thing. It's a done deal. It's going to happen. This is not the first time the Lord wrote the future. He wrote the future backwards from the past. He knows what's going to happen and how it's going to unfold and how it will play out. And he told everybody. People make jokes about Revelation. They make movies. Even people that don't take time to study the Word of God have heard about some of these things that's going to happen. Some people try to pay no attention to the light, but they're going to be in a situation they can't get out of. Their education can't help them now. The arm of man will fail them, and all they know will fail them. Their cold-hearted religions will fail them too. All of their satanic beliefs, he dressed it up, made it look good. And I know that there are good people, there are kind people in every religion. Understand, I don't hate people, but I hate the religion, because the religion destroys the very people that are influenced by it. And it caused them to be murderers. God won't have any of them in that condition. You have to believe on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way out of this problem we're in. Jesus Christ is the only one that could do something against sin. Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you life. He gave you life. You got to believe on him. And even these recordings will be played in the tribulation period. So those who are in the tribulation period, you see what I'm talking about. I saw it from the biblical perspective, but now you're living it. This part is to those who are in it, because these recordings will be played in the tribulation period. Satan won't be able to turn this broadcast off. It's going to go around the world. I already decreed it. I have authority. This website is going to last for a period of time in the tribulation. And people are going to hear it. You're just going to have to believe God and learn to take him at his word. You're going to have to pray for wisdom and act on it. You can't do like the people that I know who pray and ask God questions and the Lord give them direction. See, the word of God is a charge. And if you let the charge get away, it's gone. If you don't believe it and act on it and work to make the charge of God's word stronger in you, then you won't act on it and you won't live by it, and you'll make otherwise decisions. You'll do things in another manner. You'll take another road. Instead of following God, you'll do something otherwise. It'll seem like wisdom, but it's not. The counsel of God is pure wisdom. See, the word of God charges your heart, and people treat it like an education. In education, you learn something and you just... an education is not challenged by Satan. Learning to count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They are numbers that you can understand. You learned it in elementary school. You'll remember it forever. You know what a 1 is. You know what a 4 is. You know what a 10 is. Because that's what you've been taught. And it's true. But the word of God, you learn it. But to have faith in it, it has to be inside your heart. Just like oil in a lamp. When the lamp is burning, it gives you light, but it's using that oil. When you're living in this life, the word of God charges you so that you'll have strength and nourishment spiritually. It's spiritually discerned, it's spiritually understood, it's spiritually fueled. So when you're living by the word of God, you're using the word of God to make choices and live in this negative world. And you have to refuel yourself with the word of God. I have to read the same scriptures again and again and again to have faith for what I'm doing. My daily regimen, I listen to the word as much as possible while I'm working. It fuels my heart because I minister a lot. Now, if I ministered without doing that, my ministry would become very dry. And I wouldn't be able to... I'd get to a point where I'll be like Samson when he cut his hair. The anointing will go dormant. It's still there, but the anointing operates on me, and I have to be full of the word. I spark the anointing by my faith. See, the just shall live by his faith. The more faith I operate in, then the anointing takes over where I'm limited. I have God's ability to perform and finish this specific task. If you're anointed, God, you have God's ability to do whatever he say. Whatever he say, there's an anointing. If he tell you to do something, there's an anointing to do it. And the only way to grow that anointing, see, the anointing can multiply in your life. You have to stir up the gifts. It can be stirred up, but you have to be faithful. You have to have integrity. You have to do what's right. You have to be in a growing state. If you're living in a state of growth, then the anointing will multiply. You will find yourself doing greater and greater things. As I drew near to the Lord and kept learning, gifts started operating in my ministry. I didn't ask for them. I didn't know to ask for them. I was just going about doing what I always do. Then the gift of discerning of spirits started working. And then the prophetic utterance and the word of wisdom. Those are the three gifts that God gave me to perform my ministry. And sometimes I'll teach prophetically. God will just speak through me. And sometimes in counsel, I'll show people their wisdom. God will give them a word of direction, which is a word of wisdom. It's not of me. I'm not all wise. God is. These are the gifts he gave me to help me do my job. But people are going to have to learn to follow God. They could, any Christian can follow God now if they will. But if they won't, then what can God do about it? He doesn't make people obey him. He don't make people pay tithes. He don't make people go to church. He don't make people read the word. You got to love God enough to do that yourself. If a man is wise, he's wise for himself. God is going to be fine. If you fall short and walk out of the kingdom, God is going to be fine. He'll do it another way. He'll do the best he can with the resources that he has. Now, every Christian that loves God is a resource that he can use. If somebody quit, then that's a resource that he doesn't have anymore. And he's wise enough to get the job done through others, but it won't be as good. And it won't work as quick. And he'll do the very, at the end of the day, he will have done the very best he could do from his position with the resources that he has. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the point I'm trying to make. At the great white throne judgment, everybody will know that God had their back, but they didn't have his. And they didn't have their own back. God tried to get them saved, and they were hard-headed. They did it their way. They went their own way. Instead of going God's way. Tragedy. And I want to see God. I want to see the move of God through his people, throughout the land. I want to see him do the wonderful works through his people that I know he can do. He loves us. His love won't change. We grow from glory to glory, but the more we pay attention to him, the more we yield, the greater we can do. I thank God for the grace to do his work and the blessing that he can help us be to others. Because he takes people serious. He loves his people. And I love you. I love all of God's people. Even hard-headed people. And if you're in the tribulation and you know you didn't do right and you're here and the church is gone, I love you now. But you're just going to have to follow God to survive it. And I know I feel sorry for you. It's not going to be easy, but God can change. Don't think about the past. Think about the future. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move and bless you. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.